Hello, it's Angel. I like anal. Let's just start like that. Like, I do. I love it. It's fun for a couple different reasons. The first time I had it, obviously, it was an accident. Well, you know, of course, they say, oh, I didn't mean to. Yeah, but it felt good. Like, I'm like, oh, it's okay. We can continue. It felt really good. And I have really intense, orgasms when I have, you know, like I like physically like shake. That's just so good. It's not something I crave constantly. It's not something I could do like every single day. I don't even know that my body could take that, that many orgasms like that. I guess it's worth a try, but, but it's just, it's so good. It's just so good. It's like I heard, growing up, I always heard, you know, we don't eat cake unless it's someone's birthday. That's the only time we ever eat cake. We're celebrating something. So it's kind of like, that's what anal is now that I'm an adult. It's like, not really, because I mean, obviously I haven't had it a while, but, and like I have anal toys and I've used them, but it's not the same. It just, I don't know. I don't know. I prefer a cock in my ass. let's just put that out there. I do. I like it. So anyways, I had a fantasy that I wanted to share with you. I was laying in bed this morning trying to fall asleep, and, I was like, I want to get off. And when I think of my fantasies, I think I'm laying in bed and say, I'm just like touching myself and like teasing myself or whatever, and just laying in bed, getting wet. And, usually stories just like, or fantasies just pop in my head. Sometimes they're old ones, sometimes they're ones I've read, sometimes they're ones I've heard from other people. But majority of the time they're brand new things that are just like, I'm like, I need something new to get off to. Cause typically the same old thing doesn't work for me. So if you ever ask me like, what's your favorite fantasy? I don't really have one, because I like new things all the time. I like new. Anyways, I'm going to share my fantasy with you. And eventually, I'm probably going to get off along the way. But I'll try to be as focused as I can with this fantasy, because it really excites me. I really want to share it. So, we're in the bathroom, and we're getting ready for to go out for the night. Like out to dinner, out to a bar, or something like that. We're going out. So you're in the shower, and I'm standing in front of the mirror, in front of the sink, getting ready, doing my hair and my makeup. And you get out of the shower, and you're watching me get ready. And then you tell me that you have a surprise for me, which, of course, I love surprises. What girl doesn't? And so you come up behind me, and you slide your hand in between my legs, and just start touching me and running, you know, your big rough fingers against my pussy. And of course, at first I try to act like I'm really focused on getting ready, but of course, you know, that's a lie. And I had to put down my makeup brush and just kind of clutch the counter in front of me, because your hand feels so good between my legs. And I want to tell you, I'm like, we shouldn't do, you know, you need to stop. We're going to be late. And cause I hate being late. That's like the worst thing ever for me. And, so you say you got me something, and you pull out a, butt plug, and it's one of those metal ones with the big pink jewel at the end of it, and you have me lean forward, but instead of telling me to lean forward, you bring your hand up my back and just kind of guide my shoulders down to, and your hand is in my hair, and I don't care if you mess it up, and so I'm leaning forward with my ass up in the air, and you have my legs spread a little more, and you're standing behind me, just staring at me, you know, completely naked, completely vulnerable, just right there for you, and it's gotta be so hard not just to take your cock out and just slide it into me, but you don't, and you start just to caress my ass and then move your fingers and start just circling my ass and then just dipping one finger slowly into that tight little hole. And I want to look in the mirror so bad. I want to see your face. I want to watch, but I can't. I just can't do it. So I'm just leaning forward with my head down, just trying to breathe, just enjoying the attention I'm getting from you. And once you feel like I'm relaxed enough, I feel the cold from the butt plug against me. I slowly push it in, just so slowly, and you just watch my body stretches to accommodate it, and I'm just so tight, and you can feel me shiver, and you can hear the little moans because it does hurt. Even though I always tell you I like that it hurts. And I do. But once it's all the way in, you just press one more time against it just to make sure. Then you reach between my legs and you just feel my pussy dripping and just feel how turned on I am. Just from that. And you tell me that I have to wear it all night. I have to wear that butt plug the whole night we're out. And you knew that I was planning on wearing a dress tonight. So, well, if you're gonna be evil, make me wear it all night, then I can play that game too. So, once I'm finished with my hair and makeup, I go into the closet and find a short little skirt that just barely covers my ass. It's just long enough to get away with in public. And so we get dressed and we leave and we start out at a really nice bar to meet some friends, and we're sitting and drinking and just talking and just having a good time, and you wait to watch every time I move, every time I adjust my seat, and you can just see me just being so still, because every time I move, I feel it. I feel it in me. I feel it press. I can feel it when I take deep breaths even. It's just driving me crazy. I realized that the short skirt was probably a bad idea because of how wet I am. So I'm sitting at the very edge of my seat because, of course, I don't want to leave a mark. I don't want to leave evidence that I'm that wet on the chair. So I'm sitting there straight as can be, so proper, and I know you're just loving every second of it, just watching me. Just watching me try my hardest not to move, knowing why. So finally, I get up to go to the bathroom. And as I go, you follow me into the bathroom. And it's just one of those, you lock the door, one of those rooms that's just a bathroom. And so I'm ahead of you and you catch up with me. And you lead me into the bathroom. And there we are again, in front of the sink, in front of a mirror. And you're behind me and you're kissing my neck and kissing my shoulder and just whispering all these taunting things about how you can see it in every move and do you think anyone else notices, which of course no one else does. And you're telling me how much it's turning you on just to know. So I'm clutching the sink. I'm clutching that wire. Talking to me and touching me and kissing me. And you guide me to lean forward a little. You lift my skirt up over my hips and you pull my panties down slow and leave them around my legs. So, for a minute, you don't do anything. You just look. You just look at me. And then you look in the mirror and you see I'm not looking. And you tell me to look up, that you want me to watch myself, watch my face while you do whatever you're going to do. Which is so hard for me, so hard to look up, so hard to watch my face, watch my reactions, watch the way my mouth opens, the way I look when I make sounds. And I don't even care that we're in a public place. And I'm just so nervous to watch myself. And so I do, I look up and I feel your hands run up the back of my thighs and over my ass and pull my hips so they're higher for you and angled just right. And I'm hoping that you just take it out and fuck me because it's what I need. But I don't get what I want. I get more torture. You first just start pressing against the little jewel on the end of the plug, and then after that, you start to twist it. You start to twist the little toy inside my ass and make it move. It's so hard to keep my eyes open. It's so hard to look at myself. I don't want to, but you tell me to, and I'm just watching myself. You twist it slowly at first, just painfully slow, but then it gets faster, and I'm clutching the sink, just my knuckles are white. I think I'm actually starting to sweat. And your slow torture is just working so well. And I have no idea how you're keeping it together like you are. You reach over and in between my legs and feel how wet I am. You didn't need to feel. You already knew. I want it so bad. I just want to feel you. I just want you to fuck me. I just need to come. You slide two fingers into my pussy. And just for a second, I think you're gonna let me come. You just get me closer. You just fuck my little pussy with your fingers for a minute. And then stop. And then you pull my panties up. And then slide your two fingers into my mouth and make me watch as I taste myself on you. And then I stand there just frozen, just giving you a horrible look because I'm so close and then you take it away from me. So eventually we both go back and join our friends and finish the night. And I'm trying hard to keep you from touching me because it's just gonna make it worse when you slide your hand on my thigh or hold my hand or guide me when we're walking. Just any little bit of your touch just sends me so much closer. We get in the car and we're driving home, and I desperately just want to finger myself. I just want to come so bad. I'm hoping that you have plans to fix that for me once we're home. We don't even leave the driveway. You walk over to my side and open the door for me. And once I'm out of the car, you close the door and press me up against the car and are kissing me. Kissing me like I've wanted you to all night. And you lift me up so my legs are wrapped around your hips. I'm pressed between you and the car, and the pressure from the butt plug and all the movement and lifting me and having my legs spread just is making me moan and making my pussy just go crazy. I want so badly to have your cock inside me. I do. I just want it. It's so bad. And every time you pull away for us to breathe, you hear me whisper, I need you. I need to feel you. I need to feel your cock. I do. I need it so bad. Please. Please let me feel you. Eventually we find our way into the house and make it to the bedroom. You're kissing me and touching me and running your hands all over me. We undress each other and then finally, I'm so close to getting to feel your cock inside me. I don't even care where. I don't even care if it's in my mouth or my pussy. My ass, I don't care. I just need you. I just need to feel you so badly. So badly. So. Lay me on my back and get on top of me. And the more I move, the more. I'm aware of the toy in my ass, the closer I am to coming, and I want to come so bad. I know the moment you push your cock inside of me, I'm going to come so hard. So finally you ease yourself into me so slowly. You feel incredible. You feel amazing just stretching my pussy. Even though I'm so wet. Even though my pussy is just beyond wet and just so needy. You can still feel me stretch around you. Feel how deep you push. How slow you go, just letting me feel every inch of you. Bend my legs back, just making me so much more aware of that toy inside me. And it doesn't take long. Just a few thrusts and I come so hard for you. So hard, it's exactly what I needed. Exactly what I wanted. But I could tell you're nowhere near done with me. You roll me over and have me on my hands and knees at the edge of the bed, and you're standing behind me. And once again, you're teasing me, just painfully slow. And this spinning the toy in my ass. And finally, I feel your fingers grab it. And so slowly pull it out. I'm clutching the sheets, just moaning. I can barely take it. Then you replace yourself with it. You slide your cock into my ass. So slowly. Just let me feel the head of your cock just force its way in. And then push deeper. And deeper until you're completely in, and I can feel your balls pressing up against my wet pussy. And you start slow, just so slowly, just slowly pulling out, all the way out, making me feel you stretch me again and again. Over and over, just pulling all the way out and pushing back in. That's so good. And you get faster and you stop pulling all the way out. This time you're fucking my ass. You're going hard. Sometimes just grabbing my shoulders and pulling me onto you. Other times just digging your fingers into my hips, forcing yourself deeper and deeper into me. Incredible. Just getting louder and louder. Begging you to come, begging you to fill my ass. I just need you to fill my ass. I just need to feel you come. I need to feel you come inside me. I want you to come inside me. And I want you to just keep thrusting. I want it so deep. I want to feel you in there all night long. I just need you inside of me. And you're going harder. It's harder. I know you're close, and I want you to come. I want you to come. But you don't. You just keep going. And after a while, I just close my eyes and just feel everything. It feels so good. Just, I'm so close to coming. I'm so close to coming, and I do eventually. I come so hard, I collapse onto the bed, and you come inside of me, I know that's what you were waiting for. You were waiting for me to see fireworks and to collapse, and I do. But that's my fantasy. I still haven't gotten off, so now I just want to get off for you, because, well, I'm going to do it anyway, so I might as well record it. I got nothing, sorry. I'm totally gone right now. I love you all. I hope you're awesome. I hope you had fun. I hope you came. Bye.